I had a hard time understanding why members of the Senate weren't willing to include some language to protect the state from being held up by folks who might take our tax dollars and then move out of state. That seemed to be pretty common sense protections, and they were not willing to take it, which struck me as a bit of a surprise.
And that basically would have said the state could have taken back the money or asked them to pay their taxes if either they moved or they didn't deliver the jobs they promised, right?
Right. Exactly.
And conditions like that are fairly common in these things, aren't they?
That's right, Rob. This was actually lifted directly from language that appears in a different incentive program. So it did not strike the House as particularly controversial. It was certainly not intended as a poison pill. It was intended as common sense response to the threat we received from a company that had gotten nearly $30 million worth of taxes.
And you view that as a threat. Were you taken aback by that letter?
Oh, very much so. Okay. All of this controversy happened because a beneficiary of nearly $30 million of your tax dollars threatened the state and said they were going to walk if we weren't the highest bidder the next go-around. And that was what touched off all this.
If House of Cards moves, do you feel responsible for them moving?
No. If House of Cards moves, it's going to be because it's simply bottom-line driven. Under the laws of the state of Maryland, as we stand here today, the tax credit program has been doubled from $7.5 million to $15 million. If that's not enough for them, that's on them, not us.
Okay.
It looks like they said $15 million last night, and then this morning at the bill signing, Miller said that, hey, well, don't worry about it. We'll make it whole.
I don't know if you were at the bill signing and heard those comments.
I was not at the bill signing. I didn't hear those comments. I'm not sure exactly what pocket of money he's talking about.
He seems to think that the governor can broker some kind of deal, maybe move money out of the sunny day fund, or I'm not exactly sure how that would work.
Yeah, if there's $3 million lying around for some purpose, my vote would be for early childhood education, some programs like that, things that have more long-term benefits to the state. That's just my point of view.
Okay.
What's your stance if people say, like, look, they bring in millions of dollars to the state. Why are we arguing about this?
The program is authorized at $15 million. That's a lot of incentive money for this one particular kind of activity. I personally am a little skeptical about the numbers they offer and the incredible returns they insist they give. I sit on the Ways and Means Committee. Everybody who brings in a tax credit insists it pays for itself, and it's the greatest spending program in the history of spending programs. So you learn to be a little skeptical.
Okay.